Now I'm pleased to welcome Kate Lydon to the Saturday Light Brigade. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hey, Larry. Nice to be with you today.
It's a busy day for you because it's the opening day for Prepping Pittsburgh, Art Sustaining Community, at the Satellite Gallery of Contemporary Craft at BNY Mellon. The exhibit runs through Thanksgiving weekend, and we have a link to it, and I'm looking at all these beautiful bowls. Tell us about the exhibit.
Sure. Just to give you a little bit of a treetop view, the show is part of a broader project called Food Justice, Growing a Healthier Community Through Art. And as you know, so many people in our country are dealing with issues of food insecurity. I think 35 million people in the U.S. are facing difficulties in their lives. And so we started this project, which is really the fourth in a series of social justice-focused shows. And as part of that, we connected with a wonderful artist whose name is George Bowes, and he's from Galveston, Texas. And he was very, very focused on creating small ceramic bowls. One reason he started doing it was because as a ceramic artist, he needed kiln fillers, which I'm sure maybe your audience is aware when you're making pottery, you would fire it in a kiln. And, you know, oftentimes there are small little spaces that need to be placed in there, and he would fit these small prep bowls in between the student's work. He's a teacher. And then really the second impetus was a friend and partner of his was very interested in organizations like our very own Community Kitchen Pittsburgh. And Community Kitchen Pittsburgh is an important organization that offers culinary training, among other things, and encourages opportunities for individuals to get jobs in the restaurant and culinary field. So as he used these two inspirations together, he submitted a proposal for our broader project. And he reached out to Community Kitchen Pittsburgh, and they shared with him that to date there have been 328 graduates through their program.
Wow.
Yeah, which is amazing. And in turn, he thought, well, you know, he wanted to specifically create a bowl that represented each one of these individuals stepping forward, you know, a person who's changing their life, and this organization is offering hope, you know, to them and a career. And so his idea was to create this tribute. So it's an amazing show. And again, you know, 328 bowls is a lot of bowls, and they're beautifully colored. One thing I didn't mention, because he said, you know, holy smoke, I don't know if I can personally make 328 bowls. So he reached out to, six other artists. All of these artists, one other artist is from our region, Yoko Sakino Bove, but the rest of the artists are from all over the country. And so in all, each one of them invited a friend. So 11 total artists have created the 328 bowls. And it's really, it's a great show. And at the bottom of it all, it's about community and facing challenges around food insecurity and how we make a difference.
The bowls are really beautiful. I'm looking at the picture at contemporarycraft.org, and the exhibit is at the BNY Mellon Satellite Gallery, which is at 500 Grant Street downtown, and it's open daily through midnight. This is the Steel Plaza T station. The lobby of the T station. And that's an exciting location to be able to see these bowls. You're going to expose a lot of people, I hope, to the beautiful craft work of the bowls, as well as to Community Kitchen of Pittsburgh, which has done just a great job of training people and also feeding people. Community Kitchen Pittsburgh, through services it provides to other organizations. I'm excited that you were able to join us. Anything else you'd like to mention about goings-on? You've got your new Butler Street location, which, you know, after what a time to move, but I'm glad you're there.
We're glad we're settled, and certainly we encourage folks to come for a visit. And so our broader project, Food Justice, will be opening, the exhibit will be opening at our main gallery on the 10th of September. And, you know, aside from really wanting to accentuate and draw attention to the importance of craft and contemporary craft and the artists who are sharing important stories, just come on down. We'd love to have folks. We're always free to the public, and we'd love to meet y'all.
Well, I'm glad that you're able to join us. Kate Lydon is Director of Exhibitions and Programs at Contemporary Craft, and you can learn more at contemporarycraft.org or phone them at 412-261-7003. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.